You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and Beautiful fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and it's time for our weekly prediction edition. I have got some really juicy stuff this week for Hope and Deacon, for Deacon and Sheila, for Steffi and Sheila, for Luna and RJ, and for Poppy and Luna. We're going to talk about all this. And as always, these are all based on official spoilers and recent episode activity. And if you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's jump right in with our very first prediction about the upcoming wedding. So if you don't know, Deacon and Sheila are, as I predicted, getting married very soon. It looks like it's going to be not this coming week, but the week after on the 23rd. So with that in mind, with this confirmed wedding happening, I predict Hope is going to attend the wedding and that she is kind of giving tentative thumbs up approval to this Deacon Sheila thing. So just from the promo, Hope is at Finn's office. These are the only spoilers we have so far this week. Hopefully we'll have full spoilers, you know, by Monday, CBS daytime's being really weird. So anyway, right now the spoilers we have are for the promo. From the promo. So Hope is at Finn's office to tell him that her dad, Deacon, wants him to be the best man at the wedding. And to me, that sounds very much like she is involved in the wedding process, possibly in the wedding planning. And since she's trying to talk Finn into showing up and being best man, that means that she is probably going to be at the wedding. More horrifying would be if she was the maid of honor for Sheila. Wouldn't that be interesting? And I'm sure that Brooke Logan's going to freak. Steffi's going to be mad that anybody is attending, much less that Finn is being tolerant of this Sheila Deacon thing. And so is Hope. All right. Our second prediction. I think this Deacon and Sheila wedding may be interrupted and not with anything happy. You would think that nobody on a soap would do that line from the weddings about, if anyone here has a reason, these two shall not be wed. Speak now or forever hold your peace. And you don't really hear that at weddings. That's kind of one of those TV things, you know, it's kind of a myth, like the chalk outline around bodies. They've never done that. It doesn't exist. Anyway, but I bet there's a pile of people that have reasons why these two should not wed. And I predicted he'd propose. He did. I predicted they'd marry in sweeps. They will. And I just can't imagine that a lot of people are going to let this go without protesting. Will Steffi, Ridge, or Lee, or even other people show up to ruin their big day? I think they're going to say I do no matter what, but I'm very curious. And again, no weekly spoilers yet, but we have seen in many recent episodes that the Forsters and Logans like to drop in at Il Giardino and to Sheila and Deacon's apartment to make demands and accusations and offer their unasked for thoughts and opinions. They all avoided the funeral because they were busy dancing on Sheila's grave, but her wedding might be too tempting. So this is strictly just the wedding is based on the spoilers for the 23rd saying they are going to get hitched. It's supposed to be a fun wedding with some weird stuff happening and Sheila having a very interesting dress. It would be interesting if Hope let her wear something from the Hope for the Future line. Oh my gosh, the Forresters would lose their minds. My third prediction, I think Sheila is going to be smirking and may taunt Steffi when it's just the two of them and nobody else is around to hear. So the promo for the week has Steffi in Sheila's home, uninvited again. Last time Steffi was there, she assaulted Sheila unprovoked because Sheila was doing her job and just happened to be caught in the background of a photo that Kelly Spencer took. Sheila asked her to leave and she wouldn't. She took her by the arm and was showing her the door and then Steffi assaulted her. And yes, I know that Sheila shot Steffi, but in terms of criminal matters, that's chalk and cheese. Those charges were dropped. So you just can't keep dropping by somebody's house and punching them because of a past crime. Steffi's lucky she didn't already face charges because that woman in her home was unarmed that she killed. And we have Steffi in the promo telling Sheila her hold on Finn is done today. But of course, that's up to Finn, not Steffi, not even Sheila, as a matter of fact. And I can only imagine if no one's around, Sheila might say some things like, he's my son. sun. You're not going to be around forever. You can kick rocks, you big old bee. I mean, this could get nasty if there's nobody there to witness it and Sheila doesn't have to pretend that she's really changed. All right, my fourth prediction, Luna Nozawa pregnant by RJ Forster. In the promo, we have a scene of Poppy holding a pregnancy test and Luna sweating over whether it's positive or negative. Just first off, I would love it if it was Poppy who thought she was pregnant by Bill because she has been banging him and she's clearly not a good decision maker. So that doesn't mean she's on birth control. But we got to assume that Luna is the one who's worried she's pregnant. After she slept with Zenday and RJ almost back to back, I think it was a day or two after she gave RJ her V card that it was Eric's wedding party and she wound up in the sack with Zenday. The soapiest thing would be for it to be Zenday's kid, but Bull tends to build up, and then drop the ball, and things are never as exciting or soapy as they could be. Like with Kelly Spencer's paternity, it would have been a million times better if she were Bill's daughter. People still hope she is, but instead they went with lame-o Liam. So it would absolutely be very soapy for it to be Zenday who's the dad, all that angst and stuff. But I bet B&B wimps out and either she's not pregnant at all or it is RJ's baby. And of course, pregnancy doesn't mean a baby. Bold has had plenty of miscarriages, people falling down the stairs, all kinds of stuff happening. And she is so young, too young to have a kid, but we'll see how it goes. My fifth and final prediction, I think Poppy is about to face some new daddy demands from Luna. And again, still waiting on those weekly spoilers, but Luna's pregnancy scare, assuming it is Luna, whether it turns out to be a real pregnancy with labor and delivery and an actual baby or something else entirely. Either way, I think Luna may pick up her demands of who's my daddy. Her mom is fine. She's been a good mom to her up until lately, you know, when she roofied her. And the thing is, though, Luna wants a father figure in her life. She told Bill that. Bill's happy to be the father figure, but Bill is not the father. And I think her own pregnancy, or at least this pregnancy scare, may have Luna again pressing her mother to come clean, tell her the truth, who is my dad? But I'm back to suspecting that it is Ben, which would be super soapy. So who knows if they would have the nerve to actually go there. But we'll see. Those are all of our predictions for this week's weekly Bold and Beautiful Prediction Edition. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt. We're here talking B&B 7 days a week. Come back soon and please subscribe if you have not.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.